Hello and welcome to our broadcast. We've been studying a subject of stress, looking at some Bible characters and the stress that they went through. Today we're going to look at Jonah. Have your Bible ready if you can. I'm reading in Jonah chapter 1, it says, Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. The phrase, the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, that phrase is in the Bible. It talks about the word of the Lord came unto Abraham, in the book of Genesis, unto Nathan in 2 Samuel, the prophets in 1 Kings, Jeremiah 12 times, you'll find that phrase, Jeremiah said the word of the Lord came unto him. Ezekiel, it's there 37 times. Haggai, we find it once. Zechariah 4 times. And twice we find it here in Jonah. The first time when the word of the Lord came to him, he ran away. The second time he went and did what he was told to do. In verse number 3, it says, When the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, but Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish, so he paid the price thereof, and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Well, we see he's fleeing. From the presence of the Lord. That's impossible. First time you read that phrase, it's about Adam and Eve in the book of Genesis. They thought they would hide from the presence of the Lord. Nobody can do that. Well, we see in this verse, he went down. He says that twice here. And it also says he paid the fare. Well, he certainly did before the story is over. In verse 4, we read, But the Lord sent out a great wind under the sea. And there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. And the mariners were afraid, and cried every man unto his God, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea, to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the side of the ship, where he lay and was fast asleep. So the shipman came to him, and said unto him, What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God, if so be that God will think upon us that we perish not. And they said every one to his fellow, Come, let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lots fell upon Jonah. And they said unto him, Tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us. What is thine occupation, and whence comest thou, and what is thy country, and of what people art thou? And he said unto them, I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which hath made the sea and the dry land. Then were the men exceedingly afraid, and said unto him, Why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. Then said they unto him, What shall we do unto thee, that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea wrought and was tempestuous. And he said unto them, Take me up and cast me forth into the sea, so the sea shall be calm unto you. For I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring it to land, but they could not, for the sea wrought and was tempestuous against them. We read in verse 14, Wherefore they cried unto the Lord, and said, We beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood, for thou, O Lord, hath done as it pleased thee. So they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from her raging. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly, and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord, and made vows. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Jonah chapter 2, we read, Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly, and said, I cried by reason of my affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou hearest my voice. Well, in verse 10, we read, the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon dry land. Chapter 3, the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, Arise and go to Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. So Jonah arose and went unto Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey. And Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey, and he cried and said, Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. So the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth from the greatest of them even unto the least. Well, in Jonah chapter 4, verse 1, we read, But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was very angry. And he prayed unto the Lord and said, I pray thee, O Lord, was not this my saying when I was yet in my country? Therefore I fled before unto Tarshish, for I knew that thou art a gracious God, and merciful, slow to anger, and great kindness, and repenteth thee of the evil. And so in verse 3, Jonah says, Therefore now, O Lord, take, I beseech thee, my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live. Then said the Lord, Dost thou well to be angry? In verse 5, we read, Jonah went out of the city and sat on the east side of the city, and there made him a booth and sat under it in the shadow till he might see what would become of the city. And the Lord God prepared a gourd and made it to come up over Jonah that it might be a shadow over his head to deliver him from his grief. So Jonah was exceeding glad of the gourd. But the Lord prepared a worm when the morning rose the next day, and it smote the gourd that it withered. And it came to pass when the sun did rise that God prepared a vehement east wind, and the sun beat upon the head of Jonah that he fainted, and wished in himself to die, and said, It is better for me to die than to live. And God said to Jonah, Doest thou well to be angry for the gourd? And he said, I do well to be angry, even unto death. Then said the Lord, Thou hast had pity on the gourd, for which thou hast not labored, neither madest it to grow, which came up in the night and perished in the night. And should I not spare Nineveh, that great city, wherein more than 60,000 persons that cannot discern between their right hand and their left hand, and much cattle? Well, we're looking at a stressful situation here. We've looked at some of the people in the Bible who were so stressed out that they prayed that they could die, or they cursed the day they were born. Job did that. Jeremiah did it. Elijah did it. And here in Jonah chapter 4 and verse 8, we read that Jonah fainted and wished himself to die. Now, Job had a lot of stress because of his obedience to the Lord. Jeremiah and Elijah, same thing, stress because of their obedience to the Lord. Jonah suffered a lot of stress because of his disobedience to the Lord. Now, we've said that a stress test is simply a test that determines the condition of the heart. Well, in Jonah chapter 1 and verse number 3, we read that Jonah rose up to flee. In verse 1 and 10, he fled from the presence of the Lord. And in Jonah 1 and 9, he said, I fear the Lord. Now, this doesn't mean he feared the Lord like in the sense that some great men of the Lord feared him. This word has been translated afraid 3 times. It has been translated fearful 2x. It's the same word that was used of Obadiah, who was that hypocrite we read about that Elijah had to deal with. And he feared the Lord too, and I'd fear the Lord if I was in the position of Obadiah and him helping Jezebel and Ahab, the two of the most wicked people you'll find in the Bible. I'd fear the Lord too if I was in his shoes. And Jonah, we have that same word here. He said, I was afraid of the Lord, and he had good reason to be afraid of the Lord. The book of Jonah presents Jonah as a self-centered, self-righteous, backslidden, prodigal prophet. He is running away from his God-given responsibilities. He begins with concern for no one but himself. The book ends with Jonah sarcastically arguing with God, and nowhere in the book does he get his heart right with the Lord. There's no repentance that we find here, but we find him blatantly charging God with being inconsistent. And so we find that Jonah gets a clear command from God concerning his responsibilities, and he fled from the presence of the Lord. He knew he could not literally escape the presence of the Lord. He was a prophet. But to stand in the presence was to be acting as one's official minister, and he didn't want anything to do with that. He is fleeing from the responsibilities that God had given him, and therefore we find the stress coming into his life. He was on the ship. He had the sailors. There was the storm. He's called the sleeper. We have the sea, a tremendous story here. And it was the sleeper who caused the storm and endangered the lives of everybody on that ship. And so some of the facts that we know about this prophet, the sailors prayed, Jonah did not. The sailors were actively involved in saving the lives of the people on the ship. Jonah was asleep. The sailors were obedient to what they knew. Jonah knew much but remained disobedient. The sailors ended up worshiping God. Jonah did not. Jonah delighted in his deliverance from the big fish, but he was very angry when the Ninevites were delivered. In chapter 1, Jonah simply sought to withdraw from God's service, but in chapter 4, he openly charges God with things that are so blatant that except for the grace of God, Jonah would have found himself back in the ocean. Look at his obnoxious prayer. He prayed unto the Lord and said, I pray thee, O Lord, was not this my saying when I was yet in my country? Therefore I fled unto Tarshish, for I knew that thou art a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and repenteth thee of the evil. Therefore now, O Lord, take, I beseech thee, my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live. From the beginning of the book right through to the end of it, Jonah is a self-centered, prodigal prophet who is constantly thinking about what is best for him. In Jonah chapter 4, verse number 9, for the second time, God challenged Jonah about his anger. We read, and God said to Jonah, Doest thou well to be angry for the gourd? And he said, I do well to be angry, even unto death. Perhaps there came a day when Jonah was more concerned about others than himself. If that's true, it's not recorded in the book of Jonah. According to the account that God has given us here, he was not interested in talking to anybody about God. In fact, the first words that he speaks in this book were about himself. He said, I am a Hebrew, and he only spoke those words because somebody woke him up. Well, we see that Jonah had a lot of self-inflicted stress in his life. We read in Romans 15, verse number 4, For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning. So let's learn from this. We can learn that we can call ourselves fundamental and look a lot more spiritual than we really are. We can also learn that to be self-centered is very costly. Jonah missed God's best for himself because he was absorbed with himself. We can be too. And so we see that Job had some stress because he was obedient. Jeremiah, he was obedient. He had some stress. Elijah, Abraham, they had stress because they were obedient. Jonah, he faced all that stress because he was disobedient. Well, if you go to the hospital and have a stress test, they'll tell you that they're trying to figure out the condition of the heart. And exactly the same thing is true with us as Christians. These things are written for our admonition. Let us learn from these stories that we have here in the Old Testament. What condition is my heart? The stress we face in life can reveal that to us. We can be stressed out because we're disobedient. We can be stressed out because we're obedient. Best to be in the second camp.